you've probably heard somewhere along the way someone say, it's not about winning. It's not about the winning. And in a sense, it's not about the winning. But it's not about the winning, not because it's not about the winning, but it's not about the winning because you've already won. And if you've already won, then it's really not about the winning. Are you confused yet? Don't worry. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hold on. I know what you're thinking. Hey, Garth, what happened to the new format? All this talk. This next week, we're going to have the whole program on YouTube channel, and then we're going to break it up into segments during the week. And yes, I confess, I'm not good at planning my schedule. I'll just be honest with you. I did not have the right system in place, as I would like to say, and I blame the system because I'm in charge of the system. But yeah, it was a weekend. It was an incredible, crazy weekend, family stuff. And then on Saturday, we had a permit to carry class. We had 76 people come. 7 gave their life to Christ. It was awesome. But then meetings all day. Then Sunday, we had a discipleship meeting, and we had church, and then we had a concert that night. And it was just one of those weekends where everything was slammed. I know. Who can I blame? I blame the man in the mirror. That's who I blame. So as of today, I'm still going to do the old format. I'm going to do the old format because I'm old. But tomorrow, I promise almost 100% that we're going to go back to the original, or back to the format that I want to do, which is, again, I'll post the whole podcast on YouTube. And for those of you who don't want to watch it on YouTube, you will also hear it on the audio version podcast that you listen to on radio, on iTunes, and Podbean, and all the rest. And so I always wonder about the person who stumbles onto this podcast for the first time on the radio, because we're on a couple different radio stations online, and then actual radio stations on air. And because, you know, the podcasts, or the radio clips that you hear that are supposed to be like devotional, it's at least in our area, Minneapolis, there's 3 different Christian radio stations, and they have the, you know, the song ends, and then they have the little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Here's a word from Pastor Billy Willy Willapala. And then he comes on, he's like, have you ever been on empty in your gas tank and you wonder how far the next gas station is? Well, God's an awful lot like that. You know, and it's nothing wrong with it. But then you come along my podcast on the radio and you're like, what is this dude talking about? Where's he going? And it might even be more like that once I do this new format. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. I feel like I'm killing time. I'm sorry. Let's jump into it. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, especially with the new format. Let me know what you think. And also, we're brought to you by minglematemary.com. That's all social media, YouTube channels, etc. And great information for those in relationships, whether you're mingling, mating, dating, or marrying, minglematemary.com. So, I've read this parable, man, it has to be at least 100 times. I mean, I'm spitting distance from 60 people. I've read the Bible a lot. I've read this parable. I've heard this parable. I've preached this parable. But something struck me between the eyes this time. Maybe you know the parable. You probably do. Luke 19:11-27. It's the parable of the landowner. And he hands out talents to his servants. One gets one talent. One gets two. One, you know the story. And he comes back from his trip. And if you remember correctly, he awards each one of the servants according to how well they invested the talent and the return that they got, basically. And in this particular parable in Luke 19, he not only rewards them with more talents, but he gives them cities to rule over. But the last servant does nothing with his talent. He just sticks it in his pocket, let nobody hawk it. And now he's getting his finger stuck in the socket because he's in trouble, because the master comes back and he's ticked. He calls him a wicked, lazy servant. So he takes his talent and he not only like chides him, but he also has him slain. I mean, that's pretty harsh, but he gives his talent then to the dude who took his talent and turned it into 10. Now, here's what struck me, because again, I've read this numerous times. But this one time I'm reading it, and in the beginning of this parable, it says, he tells the servants before he leaves, occupy until I come back. Now, this doesn't mean, hey, occupy, go sit at home, watch your TV, eat Cheetos, nor does it mean stay busy, like occupy, stay busy. It means to own, to take ownership of your talent and the mission at hand. The master says, look, I've given you the ability and you have been told the mission. Now go own it. Go make it happen. Go occupy. That's the mindset here. And so you think back to another time when, you know, the children of Israel were supposed to occupy. That's in Deuteronomy 7. The Israelites are called to go take Canaan, which is the promised land, the land of milk and honey. If you remember the 12 spies, they go in and they say, whew, this place is jamming. It's everything that God said it would be. They come back and they report. And they give a bad report. No, 10 of them do, 2 of them don't. They don't give the wrong report. They say everything's true. There's giants. You know, we're never going to take it. They tell the truth, but it's a bad report because they don't have the mindset of occupying the land. They come back with the mindset of, we're never going to occupy this. We're never going to own it. We're never going to make it happen. But the idea here is, if you read it, is that God says, go and conquer it. But that's not the full understanding. The idea is, God says in this Deuteronomy 7, God will deliver the land and your enemies to you. You must simply occupy the land. It's like this. Go move into the house and I'll drive out the mice. But you gotta occupy the house first. Don't wait for the house to get rid of all the mice. It's up to you to go live in the house and then the mice will leave. See, here's the point. We're not called to conquer. We're called to occupy. There's a difference in mentality. We are more than conquerors. Remember Romans chapter 8? That means we've already got it taken care of. We've already won. We are to know and we are to understand that we now claim victory and occupy. If I am more than a conqueror, then I have already won, so my job is simply to occupy. I want to say, live as if you've won, but the truth is, live the way you live because you did win. Garth Ekman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.